This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the mothership, 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, The Flag, KTGO 1090 in Tioga, and of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well. That's how you get the one and only What's On Your Mind program. Listening, well, you can get it a couple other ways, including the iHeartMedia app. We love it when you're tuned in right there on the radio. I am all excited because we have Bakken Rocks Cooks Fest coming up in Stanley and in Mandaree, and you'll be here before you know it. We're coming up on a month away from these events. Had so much fun last year. And also the fourth annual Oil Can Fishing Derby. I'm actually going to do some serious fishing this time. Last time I was just kind of having some fun, driving around the boat, wetting the line every once in a while. This will be the real deal. Looking forward to that. Will you join me? Will you partake in all the fun? Let's see. So it's July 19, 2021 of the dates. Mandaree on the 19th of July. The North Dakota Oil Can puts these on, and I'm telling you, there's so much fun. It's worth it. Here's what I really hope happens. Now, folks in Mandaree, I love it when they come, and all around Mandaree and everything else, that's great because the locals ought to come. But I hope folks from Carrington and from Oaks and from Wahpeton and Grafton and, cities big and small on the eastern end of the state come as well, because this really gives you an opportunity to get a flavor of what the oil and gas industry has in the way of impact on these communities. So July 19th, and it's going to be at the Powwow Grounds. Mark that on your calendars. Goes from 4 to 7 p.m., and there is free stuff galore. I mean, the food's incredible, and that's free, but a lot of freebie goodies, too. So that will be day one of that three-day soiree that should be great fun. The Oil Can Fishing Derby, they do a neat little event, and they actually raise a lot of money for charity at that Four Bears Casino Marina, 8 to 5 on July 20th. Come along. I mean, there's a who's who of the oil and gas industry that is there. You're raising some good bucks for a great cause, and it's a lot of fun. It really is just a blast. And then on the 21st in Stanley. So that is really neat. And I believe the very first Bakken Rocks Cook Fest was around Stanley. It was at a ranch near Stanley, and I don't remember where. It was not the Triple T, although that'd be a fine place for it. It was at a ranch around Stanley, I think the very first one. So it is a historic trip to Stanley for this year's Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Kind of fun. Okay, so thanks to the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You can find out more about those events, by the way, at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Our fine sponsor for today's program. Listen, I expected today's show would be a lot about our debate on Friday and your decision as voters on Tuesday, tomorrow, in the election for a governor. I would imagine we're going to spend most of our time today talking about what happened in Orlando. And as always, I'm okay talking about whatever it is you want to talk about. And you simply call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. We have a bunch of guests, actually. Congressman Kevin Cramer is checking in. He was originally scheduled to come on and talk about the renewable fuel standard and specifically a difference of opinion with our friend Rick Santorum and a few others on that issue. But obviously we're going to talk with him about the congressional response to what happened yesterday. Some would like that to be further ways to restrict gun use in America. So there will be a battle there. We'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that and other things as well. And then also here today is Drew Wrigley. And we're going to talk with Drew a little bit about a new survey nationwide on best places to live for millennials. It includes North Dakota, which is awesome. Another one of those surveys where we look great. But Drew is himself a former federal prosecutor, top federal prosecutor in North Dakota, as a matter of fact, as U.S. attorney. And so we can talk with him in the post-9/11 era. You know, he saw this up firsthand, what it takes in states like North Dakota, right? We think this happens in California and Florida, right? Well, listen, it can happen anywhere and everywhere. And the Canadian border, as much as we talk about building a wall at the Mexican border, the Canadian border, much more porous. And Canada has some of the most lax immigration laws in the country. So, you know, North Dakota has some vulnerability here in this war on terror. And we're going to talk with Congressman Kramer about that and then anything else. I'm sorry, with Drew Wrigley and Congressman Kramer about those issues and then anything else on their mind today. And then also, it's You Mary Monday. We do that once a month. Talk with our friends from the University of Mary. This, I think, actually ended up being perfectly tied to what happened in Orlando. We had asked them to come on and talk about how high school seniors from North Dakota are headed to Rome on Friday. In a long-standing tradition, I forget how many years, but it's like 10, 15 years they've been doing this, where they take incoming seniors in high schools throughout North Dakota and invite them to go to Rome for a pilgrimage. But I think it's a good time to talk about where students are at. Not in their academics, not in their athletics, but in their heart. Without question. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well with Jerome Richter and Mike McMahon from the University of Mary. So we got a lot on the plate, but I do honestly want to hear from you, and sooner rather than later. We're going to take this first half hour and the first half hour of next hour and talk about what's on your mind. Is it Orlando? Is it the election? One thing I do need to know, related to the election. We had a debate here Friday, very spirited, and lots of coverage about it in newspaper and television. In one particular newspaper story, I thought did a pretty good job with all of this. Mike Nowitzki wrote a story that I posted on Saturday morning and said this attached story by Mike Nowitzki of the Forum News Service is a good summary on our debate yesterday. And there was a pretty big dust-up after the program related to, you may remember, an exchange from a call that came in from a young man from Minot who said he was a high school student who was Catholic. And I thought he said his name was Jake. He may have said Jade. We now understand his name is Jade, actually. And Jade Hepper is his real name. He is a campaign staffer for the Wayne Stengem campaign. And he called into the program to ask a question for Mr. Burgum related to the pro-life issue. Now, you need to know, campaigns having their staffers call in to get a question asked they want asked of an opponent happens all the time. It's really not good when you get caught, and in this case, it's become part of the story now and what Mike Nowitzki's written about, but in my mind is really not relevant to the long debate, but I wanted to disclose it because when it happens and we know about it, we ask. And to the credit of Nate Martindale at the Stengem campaign, he acknowledged that it was, in fact, their staffer after it was raised by someone on the Burgum campaign that was aware of who this really was. Anyway, that's sort of irrelevant, but I care about it. When somebody calls and says, hey, I'm a high school student, a Catholic, and they're not, and I find out they're not, now I have to question, well, why, what's going on? Because when I go to the phones, I want to know, I'm just talking to North Dakotans. I don't really care to talk to campaign staffers, honestly. I want to talk to real people. But nonetheless, ask the question, where are you guys at on the pro-life issue? I asked, and honestly intended to ask the question anyway, so it was going to get asked either way. Are you pro-life? Both candidates said yes. Would you sign all the bills Governor Dalrymple has signed? Both said yes. To me, this whole issue is done with that answer. Done, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need to hear any more about it because they've told me they're pro-life. They've told me they're going to sign those bills, okay? And Wayne Stengem used his attorney skills very skillfully in cross-examining, is the word I'd use, Doug Burgum on this point, to say, oh, really, is that a new position for you? And he said, this is Doug Burgum now, I've said it on Scott's show before, which he has. Anyway, then this issue of a call to the governor's office came up, and that has since been explained in great detail. All of this is on my Facebook page, but on Saturday, Andrew Stengem, the son of Wayne Stengem, posted a comment in which he referred to Doug Burgum as a liar. Pat Finken, a campaign operative for the Stengem campaign, not an operative, but Pat's a senior strategist. He's a brainiac when it comes to campaigns, and he's advising and has paid for his advice the Stengem campaign. He posted something. And so it sort of became this whole campaign spat. Because Doug was called a liar, I went to the campaign and I said, I don't know if you care to respond, but here's, you know, something that's come technically from their campaign in Wayne's son. He then responded. One of the things he responded about was saying that he had previously said in an interview with Rob Ford of the Say Anything blog that he would sign the bills too. And Rob Ford found the story, and in fact he said he'd only sign one of the three bills. So they can now again say, well, that was dishonest. And, you know, I want you to get all the facts. They're all on Facebook. I'll finish up on this and then we'll pivot to Orlando coming up next on What's on Your Mind. We're up against the break. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
Get Dad what he really wants for Father's Day at Max Hardware. Buy a $100 Max gift card for just $75. Limit two per customer. A 105-piece toolkit with case, $39.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt premium toolkit. Carhartt pocket t-shirts are only $11.99, our lowest price of the year. See our sale ad at maxhardware.com and register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you, folks. We appreciate the fact you're tuned in and listening on the radio very much. It makes us very, very thankful to have you in the audience. By the way, we are also thankful for our sponsors. And when you purchase items from them, you ensure this radio program continues. That's how it works. Without advertisers who come here because we have listeners, We don't exist. So we need the listeners to buy from the advertisers so they continue. You got the idea. It's the circle of life when you're a radio talk show host. And that includes our friends at MyPillow. The 4-for-1 deal is still on, and I'm telling you, Father's Day is the perfect way to say, hey, Dad, I want you to have better health, so I bought you the best pillow on the planet Earth. Nothing more important to your health than your sleep. And we have a great deal, the 4-for-1 deal. The classic 4-pack combo is $99.98. You get two classic pillows. Keep one for yourself. Give one to Dad. And you also get the two go-anywhere pillows for travel or whatever. Savings of $160. You get all that for $99.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Our number is 800-228-0550. You can text me today at 701-367-2054. No calls, but you can text at 701-367-2054. Todd is gone today. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. One thing we're going to do, I'm going to finish up on this dust up over the pro-life debate on Friday. But how I'd like to hear from you is your reaction to Orlando and your reaction to the reaction from Orlando. That's what I want to know. When you heard about this on Sunday morning, what flooded your mind? Two words for me, not again. Not again. But I'm not surprised. This is the new norm, ladies and gentlemen. And it's coming in bigger and bigger ways. San Bernardino, Florida. I don't even doubt the next one will be, you know, Texas, Minnesota, right? I mean, I'm saying geographically, even strategic. None of these are accidents. It's a plan, in my view. This is my take, but I want yours. What'd you think? And what's your reaction to the reaction? 800-228-0550. Text 701-367-2054. We asked all of the candidates on the ballot for governor. I'm going to finish on the pro-life thing in a second, but I just wanted to tell you this. We asked all of them three things the voters need to know before they go to the polls. Put that out over the weekend, and we asked them to just get them back to us. There was no interview process, nothing. We just sent them the note, and they sent us them back, okay? Who do we have first up here? Wayne Stengem? And we have Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, and Paul Sorum all answering the three things they want you to know before you go to the polls. And we'll play these throughout the show, just one at a time. Here's one of Doug's. Here's one of Wayne's.
I will need no on-the-job training. I've been a lawmaker and attorney general, and people know me and trust me. I know how to make government work for the people. The church calls on us to all be servant leaders, and so I've used my skills to the best of my ability to be a servant leader to make our state an even better place to live.
All right, Wayne Stengem's first contribution to that. Doug Burgum's next. Paul Sorum, and we'll continue throughout the show with those as well. All right, back to the dust up. And two things that I'd suggest if you are deciding on who you are going to vote for tomorrow, based on the pro-life issue, which I don't know what percentage of people do that. Honestly, I do. Always have. That's a deal breaker for me. But everybody's in a different place on an issue, and I'm not telling you what's right or wrong. But if you do, and you want to pay attention to the chapter and verse back and forth on this, I think you get a pretty good flavor of it from our debate Friday, Mike Nowitzki's follow-up story on it, and then my Facebook page on it, okay? And you can get the comments back and forth because there's people pro and con on there. James Carrion's a guy that is followed this very closely. He weighs in. There's good comments from a lot of different people. So as I said, after Andrew Stengem said Doug Burgum's a liar, Pat Finken questioned the answers previous on the program why Doug Burgum was having trouble answering questions rather about the issue as recently as last week. We asked for a response specifically related to the lie charge, right? I mean, somebody's being called a liar, and the lie again was over, well, wait a minute, you said you're pro-life, you said you'd sign the bills, but did you call the governor's office and lobby? The question from Wayne Stengem was, Doug Burgum, did you call the governor's office to lobby that he not sign, but rather veto the pro-life bills that you just told Scott you would sign if you were governor? Here was his answer. There was no lie. I did not call the governor or the governor's office. I called Ron Rauschenberger's personal cell phone. Ron Rauschenberger, by the way, chief of staff for the governor. And in the cross-examination from Wayne in the debate on Friday, you know, Wayne said, did you call to lobby? Doug says, no. Wayne says, really? I have different information. Did you call the lobby? He says, I called Ron Rauschenberger. And here's why I called and explained that it had to do with a letter. But anyway, here's the response after being called a liar on this. There was no lie. I did not call the governor or the governor's office. I called Ron Rauschenberger's personal cell phone, and I was not lobbying. I was Jack Dalrymple's largest donor. If I wanted to lobby Jack, I would have called Jack or met with Jack or had dinner with Jack. I would not have called Ron's personal cell phone for 3 minutes, according to my Verizon record, on the morning that Jack signed the three bills. I'm on the record, starting with Port back in January, saying I would have signed the same three bills that Jack signed. This is a desperate attempt by the Little Boy Network to make something out of nothing. The last statement he made about Rob Port of Say Anything blog being on the record to have signed the same three bills was inaccurate on the part of Doug Burgum. He's since acknowledged that and said, evidently in the interview, he said one of three, not three. Rob Port has all the information up on that blog. Again, another source if you want to say, Rob Port has been very critical of the Burgum campaign through this whole thing. And that's his right. He has a blog and he has an opinion, and that's what he does. And he's decided that he's just going to be very negative about the Burgum campaign. So if you want to hear the worst of the worst, that's where you'd hear it. Right there. Now, I don't believe it to be objective, but he doesn't claim it to be objective. I tried to be objective to say, look, there's great things about both of these candidates. Now, here's my last point on this. And by the way, I don't think we want to get into this game because already I've seen folks say, well, wait a minute. What about the Say Anything blog headline from December 21st of 2015? Quote, North Dakota GOP governor candidate Wayne Stengem doesn't like pro-life label. What about Gary Emanuth questioning, legislative votes in 91 and 95? What about The Atlantic, a magazine, January 28, 2016, saying the Lutheran rejects the label pro-life? That would mean Wayne. So you can go back and forth. Folks, do it if you want to. Believe who you want to believe. I encourage you to really dig into this and decide for yourself. Here's what I heard on Friday from both candidates. I'm pro-life. I'd sign the bills the legislature send me, just like Jack Dalrymple did. To me, on the pro-life issue, you have two identical candidates here. Now you decide, okay, what other parts of them do I like or not like? That's how you make up your mind. But that's me. Because honestly, I don't care. I think we could point to both of them and say, well, then you said this. Well, what about that? When did you change? Who cares if you changed, honestly? I think that's called growth. We want that from our kids, don't we, to get better? So anyway, let's talk about life and death in Orlando. Next on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Business leader for our changing economy. Someone who knows how to create jobs, not just regulate them. I've spent my life building businesses, creating jobs, and investing in North Dakota. I've been making payroll every 2 weeks since I was 26 years old. We need a leader in the governor's office who's been signing the front of the check, not the back of the check.
That's Doug Burgum. We'll hear next from Paul Storm. And again, more of the top three things these candidates want you to know before you go to the polls tomorrow. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting. Billy and Bismarck is next on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kramer going to join us shortly here as well. Go ahead, Billy. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. I only found out last night about the situation in Orlando. So, of course, quite shocking. But then again, no big surprise. I've been studying on my own what's been happening in Europe, in, well, all around the world for that matter, in regards to radical Islamic terrorism. But the thing that so many people are unaware of is that imams all over the world, in this country, in Europe, repeatedly, and I don't mean occasionally, I mean over and over every week, are saying, we need to attack the West. They're saying, we need to have lone wolf attacks. We need to, you know, conquer the world, on and on and on. I mean, this is not just me spewing some ridiculous rhetoric here. This is, I have a certain amount of education in this because I choose to, and I have personal observation on this. And could I be wrong? Yes. But I really doubt that I am, because I made an extra special effort to learn about this. And I believe that for Western societies, Islam is the enemy. Now, I'm not saying something that they're not saying, because they are declaring themselves to be our enemy. They are declaring themselves from their own mouths that they want to destroy us, that they want to conquer us. People that are unaware of this need to become aware. Islam is all about domination. They say that they will control the world. It is projected that Europe, at the end of the century, will be almost entirely Muslim.
Yeah, all you need to do is look at Europe and know what's coming. You've done Billy a wise thing, I think, by paying as close attention to this as you have. And I think, honestly, as best you can, coworkers, friends, family, just start the conversation so people really get it. I mean, I'll give you an example. ISIS today on their whatever their TASS news agency, Islamic State's radio, called the Orlando mass shooter one of the soldiers of the caliphate in America. And if you don't know what a caliphate is, Billy does, but if you don't know what it is, look it up. Pay attention. Because there's a plan here. This isn't just a, sort of a one-off nut job, here and there and anything else. and you really need to pay attention. More of your calls welcome. Congressman Kevin Cramer does join us now as well today. Our intent today was to talk with Kevin about a couple of things that seem less important today, given what happened over the weekend. But we'll start with this tragedy in Orlando and welcome your calls for him, too, at 800-228-0550. Congressman Cramer, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity, Scott.
I said over the weekend, I tend to go to social media when I'm just trying to get my thoughts straight and just get my thumbs going. And I said, you know, Orlando, now the deadliest shooting in our history as a nation, was really unspeakable hatred fueled by gutless, radical Islamic terrorism. And my initial reaction, honestly, was thank God Donald Trump has the guts to call this what it is and say we better wipe this plague from the face of the earth. And I happen to think, you know, the contrast between he and Hillary Clinton, who will, I assume, as she has early on said, let's get guns, let's go the politically correct toughness here, would be her response. What was your response?
Well, I have to admit, my first response was not the presidential campaign. It was just grief. It's so awful, Scott. It's unspeakable, and you're right. It's cowardice as well as tragic. But it is a reality check once again, and you have to wonder how many reality checks we need before we call it what it is and deal with it in a fashion that is commensurate with the evil that it represents. Now, that said, what I hesitate to do is oversimplify it, because that's also the easy thing to do. There's the FBI, for example, has thwarted some 100 or more of these types of tragedies with good intelligence and good police work, and then one gets through and it's, you know, there are 49 dead people and 53 injured, and who knows what the numbers might end up being. So I don't want to oversimplify it either. That said, there are some basic things, obviously. And, one of them is, by the way, one of them is calling it what it is, and that is radical Islamic terror, admitting we're in a war with an ideology, that there is not a moral equivalence between radical Islam and other faiths that this country was based on, and that tolerance doesn't mean that we give up safety and freedom. And by the way, Scott, there's a very important discussion that has to take place where the right and the left meet at libertarianism. I did a post last week about the first new FBI office to be opened in 30 years in Williston, North Dakota, and one of the first posts back was, well, that's just more government. Well, when you're anti-law enforcement, basically you're anti-law. And we have to have a discussion about whether being scared is really being free, whether being unsafe is really having liberty. And that's a discussion some people don't want to have. They just, you know, again, they want to hunker down and pretend that there's not evil in the world, and it's time.
170 individuals have either been convicted or charged or connected to terrorism since 9/11. So this is not a rare deal anymore, right?
No.
And by the way, what I'm worried about is how we fight this. And so I apologize for thinking about the presidential campaign, but I did, because my point is I feel defenseless. I feel like we have people in Washington, D.C. that are more worried about offending somebody, for crying out loud, than they are about fighting a war.
Let's carry that out, Scott. You're exactly right. But let's carry it out to our communities. These people in Washington, D.C. that are concerned about offending people, and they're so wrapped up in political correctness, they're going to call people like me a bigot. They already do. Some of them are opponents of mine in two different parties. That every time you call something, you refer to somebody by their race or their color or their creed or their religion or their ideology, that somehow you're a, quote, bigot. Because these people want to divide us and conquer us by division. It's a very popular and, frankly, quite effective political tool. So that said, what do we do as people in North Dakota, where we already know the FBI has announced that there are ISIS investigations in all 50 states. All 50. That means we're one of them. What do we do when we see peculiar behavior? What do we do when we see something odd in our neighborhood? Do we hide out and not report it because for fear that we're going to be called a, quote, bigot? I think we got to get over this. We've got to get over it, and we've got.
Yeah, I don't care. In other words, stop caring what people call you. Take it on. And obviously, you know, Trump has certainly done that. This to me isn't about guns. I mean, and I just expect the reaction. Now I don't even care anymore. I laugh. And by the way, Heidi Heitkamp played the card. There's a story out today. John Hovind and Heidi Heitkamp quoted on it, and she's already going there right along with the Hillary playbook, right? So this isn't about guns. In my mind, this isn't about gays. Here, I want to say something on that. I believe the gay lifestyle is morally wrong. I believe that because that's how I was raised, okay? Now, that's challenging because guess what? I've said before, I have a gay sister, okay? So that's a little tough. But here's the deal. It's okay to believe that it's morally wrong and then realize that's a human being that you still love, right? So, I mean, this isn't about, I mean, I couldn't believe that the Republican governor of Texas had some awful, I retweeted it and just said, you've got to be kidding me, but the Republican governor of Texas says, well, the chickens are coming home to roost or something like that. You reap what you sow, right? So in other words, you're gay. That's why you've been targeted. Look,
wow.
They clearly, they being the Islamic terrorists, they clearly hate the gay lifestyle. There's no doubt about that. But you know what? That's part of our culture, and they hate our culture, too. They hate America.
Well, that's the point, Scott. That's the point. What they hate is that America is tolerant of differences.
Yeah,
because they're not, and yet here's the irony: the left, the political left in this country, wants us to both be tolerant of the same theology, but hates the thing they want, the other things they want us to be tolerant of. This is a very serious family discussion we've got to have. I hadn't seen that tweet from the Texas governor. This is not America's fault. This is the fault of people who hate America. And by the way, banning guns, give me a break. That person that walked into that club, whatever kind of a club it is irrelevant. That walked into that club and shot those people wasn't going to be concerned about gun laws. Can we please get over it? Now, I don't think guns are allowed in most clubs. They're not even allowed in bars in North Dakota.
Yeah, here's what he said, and I'm with you, and I'm back to the Texas Lieutenant Governor. Sorry, Texas Lieutenant Governor tweets, reap what you sow, verse, after the mass shooting at the LGBT club. I retweeted and said, this is sad. Do not go there, people. Throwing stones as a sinner is unwise. They hate our freedom, which equals our culture. That's what they hate. And by the way, I don't think having this isn't about Islamist phobia either. I mean, that's another thing. Again, it's about a war to end America as we know it. And the only question is whether we fight or we die a death of political correctness. That's to me where we're at right now, the crossroads.
And therein lies the what you talked about earlier, the presidential campaign. It's being discussed. It's going to be discussed. It's why we have elections. So, let's have it out.
Let me squeeze in a call here. Tom, West Fargo, give me your take here on what's on your mind with Congressman Kramer.
Good morning, Scott. I completely agree with you and Kevin Kramer. It's not anything to do with guns. I guess my only comment was it just proves we need a national concealed carry. And we should be allowed to be in the bars and such, because if someone was there, maybe they could have prevented maybe half the deaths.
And by the way, good point, Tom. Kevin, that argument never gets into the argument. I mean, one side wants to take guns. His argument is the most dangerous place ever is these gun-free zones. Do you think we have any chance of advancing common sense the other way?
I don't know. I'm a co-sponsor of that. I believe we ought to have national concealed carry. Clearly, we're not going to prevent criminals from illegal activity. We're only going to prevent law-abiding citizens from being able to defend themselves and their communities. And so can we get there? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it from the shouting and screaming going on. It seems like people just hunker down on their side of the argument in these circumstances and ignore the obvious realities.
Tom in West Fargo, thanks for the call. John Bismarck, Troy on the road, another Tom on the road waiting to weigh in. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I know Congressman Kramer has to catch a plane. We'll see if he can stay for one more segment. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you've been registered for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Every day, 52 people die from prescription opioid overdoses. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont with simple tips to help keep you and your family safe.
Unintentional poisonings, they are now the leading cause of unintentional injuries in the U.S. And poisoning deaths have passed even motor vehicle deaths in people 25 to 64. So you've got to make sure you store those medications safely, whether it's someplace in your bathroom in a locked cabinet, something that is accessible only by the people that you want it to be accessible by. These seem, again, like common sense. Don't mix prescriptions with alcohol. You know, it's every single bottle you pick up, it talks about that. And then driving, that's another thing. Don't get behind a wheel if you're on any medications or surely know how they're going to affect you, and talk to your doctors. You know, ask about other alternatives to these painkillers because they are so addictive, and that's why this epidemic is happening.
For more safety tips and downloadable resources, go to ndsc.org.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In this race that's truly pro-life and supports traditional marriage, which means I'm the only Reagan conservative in this race. You can trust me to implement the entire Republican platform, getting rid of Common Core, cutting in-state college tuition, lowering property taxes, and creating an attractive climate for business by right-sizing government.
That's Paul Sorum. He is one of three candidates you'll see on your ballot tomorrow if you haven't voted yet. In the governor's Republican primary race in North Dakota, we asked all three candidates, give us your top three things you want voters to know when they go to the polls. And we'll have more of those answers as we go throughout the program. I already heard from Wayne Stengel. First, Doug Burgum and Ball Sturm there, and again, others as we continue. Congressman Kramer was able to join us as long as he could. What was that, switch to the cell phone so you can go by the auditor's office so you can go to the airport? Is that how you? Is that what you're up to?
That's what I'm up to. I'm heading to the auditor's office. I'll drop off my ballot for tomorrow's primary, say hi to a couple people on my way through, I suppose, and get to the airport for my departure to Washington, D.C. for the week.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but there's an interesting Republican governor primary battle here going on. You probably missed much of that, but I'm joking, of course. What do you make of the campaign so far?
Well, actually, Scott, I have missed much of it because I'm not here that much. But I do hear a lot about from my wife, Chris, about all the mail. That much I do know, and I've seen some of the ads. When I am home, I will say I do see a lot of the TV ads, some of the cable news channels that I watch, but. It's a big time deal. It's a very high responsibility, and I love the primary. As you know, I've said many times, I think the primary is a good way to pick candidates. It's a way to include more people in the process. In a process that has become more exclusive, I think it's good for the parties to have this level of inclusivity, and so it's exciting. I'm looking forward to the results because I'm looking forward to it being over because I notice it's been getting a little bit pesky. But that said, there obviously there's a lot going on. And
you probably heard that your former boss, Ed Schaefer, has endorsed Doug Burgum. Have you thought about endorsing somebody? Are you planning on endorsing somebody, or has that time passed?
I have no. I'm not going to endorse anybody. I'm going to go vote, and I'm going to leave my vote private. I will tell you, I have... Two different yard signs in my yard. So I just love the process, and I don't think there's a lot to gain by my announcing who I'm voting for. But it's just been an interesting campaign. I like it a lot, Scott. I know some people have been, on the inside, people complain about what the other candidate's doing. I think you got to complain about if you need to defend yourself, defend yourself. Talk about what the other candidate's saying if you need to talk about what your ideas are. I've never had much tolerance for whining about the process. The process is great. It's rich. It ought to involve as many people as possible. That said, it's certainly been a dynamic. I think it's been, I will say this, I do think from what I've seen is the contrast is pretty clear. I mean, there's sort of, and the campaigns have reflected it, the messages have reflected it. There's, you know, the dynamism, innovation, you know, new economy sort of stuff, diversity message of Doug Burgum, which is, you know, very much like Ed Schaefer. I wasn't shocked when Ed Schaefer said he's supporting him because it's much like his campaign was back in 1992. And then you have the, you know, things are going pretty well, stable hand, good experience, legislative experience, the argument of Wayne Stengel. And neither one's more legitimate than the other. But I think they're both a reflection, an honest reflection of how each of them would govern differently.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun campaign to look at after Tuesday and sort of go through things because I think it's been unprecedented. Well, it's certainly been unprecedented in spending, but in a lot of different ways, really incredible. One final thing before I go to the calls here. Your wife endorsed Doug Burgum, Chris Kramer, and I know your wife's like my wife, right? Like I would have as about as much chance of influencing her endorsement as the, you know, I don't know, the postman, I suppose. I don't know, but some people said, well, that means Kevin's endorsing her. I mean, did you guys work on that together, or is that Chris's?
Well, we didn't work on it together. In fact, I was surprised when I got home, and I've been home several hours Friday night when I. In fact, it might have been your text that referenced it. Now you went to Chris and said, what did you post on Facebook? So I knew she was going to vote for Doug. I knew that, but I didn't know that she was going to do a Facebook post. And I think it's great. By the way, I think it was awesome. I celebrated. I'm proud of her for doing it. That was on her. Doug, I think, called and asked her if she would do something, and she said yes. So I think it's great.
All right, let me get another call in here on this situation. Wants to talk with you. Let's see here. Tom's on the road. Tom, what's on your mind?
Thanks a lot for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I would like Congressman Kramer's comments on one of the reasons why events like this probably do take place and that is because of the change that President Obama made. When people are captured and they might have information, or they do have information about pending terrorist attacks.
Yeah, very interesting point. Tom, quick answer from Congressman Kramer for you.
I'm not sure I understood, but one thing I noticed is that one thing that I'm concerned about, and I'm going to check on it as soon as I get back, and then no doubt we'll be briefed on it this week, is that what kind of communication is there between the feds and the local government, local law enforcement, realizing the FBI can't do everything, but whether it's information gathered by capture of a terrorist, whether it's information you might get out of a Guantanamo Bay detainee, at the border, whatever the case might be, the question for me is local law enforcement as informed as they need to be?
There's a good point. Is that dialogue going on? I think Tom's point was, releasing terrorists and letting them go being detained. Does that make a difference? A lot of things. Congressman Kramer will talk more about it Wednesday on What's On Your Mind. More coming up, folks.
Formed.
A renovation that could happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.